Coronavirus outbreaks have ravaged meatpacking plants, raising the specter of food shortages, and grocery shopping has become a fraught experience for some consumers. As Liam Niemeyer reports, the pandemic is raising interest in locally sourced food, and that could have lasting effects on agriculture.
Debbie Dolworth has a lot of conversations with her cattle every day.
They talk to me.
She's been corralling them from pasture to pasture on her farm for decades near Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, nestled in a bend of the Ohio River. One way to get them moving, through the threat of an electric wire.
They learn very quickly. They don't like being shocked, and they don't come back. They're pretty smart that way. They're smarter than people that way.
Dolworth and her husband usually sell their beef through word of mouth, and they were worried when demand dropped off last year. Then the pandemic hit.
Then people started calling.
Multiple calls a day all through April, many completely new customers wanting their beef.
We have way more customers than we can find processors to take.
And Dolworth isn't the only cattle farmer slammed with orders. University of Kentucky professor Kenny Burdine specializes in livestock marketing and says he's also seen a rise in interest among local farmers.
So just kind of personally, we do some freezer beef ourselves, and I can tell you that we've seen some interest because of this. I think it's going
to
grow.
He says some local cattle processors in Kentucky have had to push back appointments to turn cattle into beef until later this year. That's because other local cattle farmers are also seeing high demand and are trying to get their cows processed into beef to meet that demand. But why all this new demand amid a pandemic?
Meat plants shutting down because everybody has COVID. How does that affect, you know, the meat I'm eating? And then you go to the store and it's not there. And it's just, so your traditional food system's a little bit scary right now.
That's Fritz Bettner, who leads the Turn Row Appalachian Farm Collective in West Virginia. It's a regional cooperative of produce and livestock farmers who sell directly to those in the state. He says the fear of food shortages in grocery stores, particularly meat, could be pushing new customers toward buying local. And his cooperative sales for produce and meat have exploded also, from about $5,000 a week before the pandemic to nearly $30,000 a week.
I keep buying meat from producers. First it was 50 pounds, then 100 pounds, then 300 pounds, and then bought 300 pounds, all gone, then 2 days. And I'm like, all right, maybe I should be buying 1,000 pounds.
That's even as demand for food from restaurants has halted due to months-long closures. Bettner also sees an opportunity to introduce people to a new way to think about food, buying from more local and small-scale producers.
Well, I think we'll retain a lot of that. Now, things could change if we head into a deep depression or something where, you know, no one has jobs and money in order to pay for it.
Some farmers hope this new interest will have benefits for the local economy. Jennifer Tootie Jones raises beef cattle with her family near Lewisburg, West Virginia. She says this pandemic is showing how the federal government and states could be investing more in local agriculture.
Look what we have here, and look at how much more money we could probably bring into our banks, bring into our businesses, loan opportunities. But it's not coal, and it's not timber, and it's not stone. And I just don't get it, because it's the thing we all need the most. It's food.
But Jones says how sustainable this boost to local agriculture is comes with a choice. People still have to choose to buy locally versus other options. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.